What's good, locals, and welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 14. With me, you got me, Carlos Perez, and
Mike.
Mike.
Call me Miguel, you know, but I prefer Miguel, but Mike's good.
For real? You prefer Miguel than Mike?
Yeah, because it's my real name.
Then what the heck? Why can't you have been telling us that?
Well, it's because I lied to you.
God. I'm playing. Well, yeah, we're back. This is episode 14. You can find all our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, Audio Boom, YouTube, and fuck, where else can you find us? Fuck, oh, Google Play. That's what I'm forgetting. I always forget Google Play. But fuck, you can find all those links on the YouTube channel, wherever you're watching this from. All the links are in there. We got a Discord. You can join our Discord channel. Slowly growing because of my Twitch streams, so everyone's been joining. Mm-hmm. Not everyone. I have like 3 people join, but that's still a lot to me. Yeah. But let's get into it. What have you been doing this past week?
Past week, just commissions. You know, I'm finishing up. Well, not really finishing up. It's due till the 20th of this month. It's for an artist from Canada. I think I've mentioned that in past podcasts. You know, it's still ongoing, but you know, this should be the final week. I stayed up till like 6 in the morning to finish like a portion of it, just so I can send like some turntable videos and some screenshots to the client. But yeah, hopefully once I get that done, you know, then I'll just be able to relax, you know, and do my own thing.
Wait, but the last day is due this week, right? Because his thing is on Saturday?
It's actually due, I think it's on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Fuck, so tomorrow or the day after?
No, next Wednesday.
Oh, next. Yeah. Oh, okay,
not this
okay.
Wednesday that's coming, but next, very next Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, just been thinking too much about that. It's because I procrastinate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, dude. And it's really like fucking me up for... You just don't procrastinate. If you work from home, most of the time, do not procrastinate because it's really tempting, dude.
Take Adderall. Adderall. But that's
yeah.
It?
Yeah, just that. What did I do? That's about it. Then I had to go run some errands. You know, obviously, I forgot my camera.
Fuck, I know.
Yeah, we're using a different camera, but mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I forgot my camera. And yeah, that's about it, you know. Just working.
What was I going to say? Oh, what about Resident Evil? You haven't been playing any games?
Resident Evil 4, yeah. I purchased it like last week.
Mm-hmm.
On the other podcast, I think you mentioned it, like, oh, you know, the Resident Evil 4 is on sale.
Like, that
yeah,
day
I got
the
it, yeah.
Day. Uh-huh.
And I got it, and yeah, been playing it, not too much, but, you know, I think I'm, like, in the level where you fight the troll, the big troll,
mm-hmm.
near the church, and yeah. Just that. Oh, and also Mario Party. I forgot to give that to you today. I was supposed to bring it today
for
the camera,
uh-huh.
but I completely forgot.
That's okay. I don't care.
Yeah.
I thought that game sucked.
Yeah, Mario Party.
I just wish that it was fuck. I just wish it had better games, and I wish the online was way better. You know how to play online, right?
No.
When you games. So say if you have Mario Party and I have Mario Party and we want to play online from like home to home,
mm-hmm.
we can't play a full game. Like we can't play a full board game.
Why?
You can only play mini games, and that doesn't sound like a problem, right? You can only play mini games.
Yeah.
You can only play, I think, 16 mini games, mm-hmm. out of like what, like 100 mini games they have.
That's stupid, dude.
And you don't even get a pick. Nintendo picks them for you.
Nintendo?
Yeah. I think they do like a weekly thing where they have this batch of 16 games,
mm-hmm.
and then the next week comes along, then there's a new batch of 16.
Yeah.
But it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, dude. Like, I have a love and hate relationship with Nintendo, dude. Like, I just feel like they're the Apple of gaming, you know? Like, they think they're they think they're, like, on top, you know, because of Mario and Zelda. But honestly, dude, like, I think they're just way behind compared to Xbox, Microsoft, and Sony. That's what I think.
I was watching, Oh, but you're done talking about your week?
Yeah.
All right, my turn. Yes. I was going to say, we went to round one.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. Wow, that was last week on.
Yeah, well, it was during the week. Yeah,
yeah, I fell on my ass big time, dude. It still hurts, dude. It still
man.
Hurts. Yeah.
That was fucking crazy. That was...
Yeah, that shit was loud, too, dude.
Hell yeah. That was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, damn. The floor was slippery, and I just fell in. Yeah. Like, even... It still hurts to this day. Honestly, I feel like I fractured, like, a bone. Like, I don't know.
Really?
That's how it feels like, but, you know...
You fell
like,
fucking stupid hard, dude.
Yeah, and I had like, a piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
I had like a packet of gum, of 5 gum.
Oh, that's
and it was like the packet of gum was like kind of curved, like it was like twisted.
Mm-hmm.
So it had this bump, this weird bump. Fell on that part.
Nope, I just fucked up. We're okay. I turned the microphone off a little bit, but you're talking about the fucking pack of gum on your hip. You fell on your hip on the pack of gum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shit. And I couldn't, dude, that same night, I couldn't take a shit, bro. Like,
you know. You couldn't squat or what?
I couldn't squat, dude, because I couldn't sit on the
the toilet?
Yeah, the toilet thing. Mm-hmm. So I had to angle myself a bit.
Oh, I've had those. Yeah. I've had that a couple times in skating.
And I like to sleep sideways sometimes, and I couldn't, dude. So I had to sleep on my left side, and, you know, my AC runs, like, I also have, like, a fan hitting my face. I couldn't, I had to face towards the wall. Normally I face towards, like,
where the fan?
Yeah, uh-huh. The fan, but I couldn't, because my right side was hurting. I was like,
sucks. Yeah, dude, you fell really fucking hard. No joke. You probably, like, you were in the air probably as tall as this table. No joke. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that was crazy. But, yeah, we went to round one. You helped me get that Yoshi. That was sick.
Yeah, like, who came?
One of the workers, like, yeah, they were closing up, and I've been trying to get this, like, Yoshi. And right. If you guys haven't been to round one, it's, like, an adult, like, arcade thing. They have bowling. They don't have mini golf.
Pool, ping pong.
Yeah, they have pool, ping pong, a bunch of arcades, some weird Japanese arcades. Mm-hmm. And they have these weird, they have claw machines, but they have weird claw machines. The claw machine, you can't pick it up and drop it in. You have to push the toy down into the box.
Yeah.
And it's just so fucking hard. But there was this big ass Yoshi. I wanted it so bad. I probably put like for sure more than 20 tries, but no more than 40 tries.
Yeah.
Trying to get that thing. Mm-hmm. And one of the workers was walking by, and Mike was like, hey, dude, help a brother out.
Yeah.
Can you get us his Yoshi for us? Exactly. And then he was like,
no problem.
Yeah, he was like, he pretty much was like,
oh, like, you know, he's like, he asked you, like,
yeah, he was like, you sure you want the red one? I was like, yeah, I'll take the red one. He was like, oh, okay, I can't just give it to you, but I'll make it easier for you to win it.
And no joke, he did.
Yeah, for sure. Like, no joke, right after he left, I tried one time I got it. I got it, like, fucking nothing.
You also got those unicorns, right? Like, these.
No, it was exploding kittens.
Yeah, exploding kittens.
Yeah, the little piggies. Yeah,
they were pink. That's why I said unicorn.
Yeah. That was tight, but yeah, fucking round one was sick. I never been to round one. Mm-hmm. Only one time before that, but going with you guys, it was fun. It was me, you,
Nate,
Vince, Mario, Joanna, Daniela, and her boyfriend, Eduardo. But yeah, that was cool. That day was tight.
It was.
Fuck.
Also got 250 tickets.
Oh, yeah, you won, like, 250 tickets
Space Invaders. Yeah.
Yeah, they had, like, a giant Space Invaders machine. That was so sick.
Yeah, it was.
And that broken-ass Pac-Man hockey game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that thing is so fun when it works, but I don't know why it didn't work
Day. I don't know if you felt it. Like, the, I think it's the whole, what's it called? The thing that hold it? The pug? Or the, not the pug.
The handle for the to hit the pucks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The pucks, things, it was sticky, dude. The surface was sticky.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I couldn't, you know, we couldn't really bog it that well. I was like, man, shit's annoying.
I don't like the one that's next to us. I think the other one's way better, the one in Temecula. But that's still far as fuck.
Yeah, that's near the border, right? Like, near San Diego.
Is it?
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, I don't know. That one looked kind of like, fuck, that one looked used and abused. But the one in Temecula felt like it was brand new.
Yeah.
We should go to a different round one. Let me see, what else have I been doing? Oh, speaking of Resident Evil 4, I was watching Grandma's Boy the other day.
Grandma's Boy?
Yeah, have not seen Grandma's Boy.
No, it sounds familiar though.
You have not seen Grandma's Boy.
Is it a horror movie?
No, it's a comedy movie.
No.
It's like some guy, like, he works in the video game industry, he makes video games.
What the fuck?
You have not seen Grandma's Boy!
It's starting to get to me now.
You don't remember that guy that goes, see you later, third nuggets, doo, doo, doo. No. You have not seen Grandma's Boy?
It sounds familiar. I'm telling you. When did it come out?
Like a long time ago. Like 2003. No. You know when it came out?
What?
Because I was thinking of Resident Evil 4. Mm-hmm. In the background, because he works at a video game company, he has a big-ass Game Informer poster, like, on his desk or something.
And it shows...
It shows Resident Evil 4, best game of the year.
Fuck. Okay, so...
So it came around that time.
It does sound familiar, Grandma's Boy.
Dude, that movie is so good. You gotta watch
it. Yeah, for sure.
It's really about just, like, video game developing. It's a comedy, so he just gets high and stuff. He lives with his grandma. And if you haven't seen it, go watch Grandma's Boy. Mm-hmm. So I watched Grandma's Boy and Employee of the Month. I streamed a lot. I think I'm like 3 more followers away from hitting Twitch affiliate on Twitch.
For sure, dude.
And just more Mario Maker. Some random guy came into the chat and he was like, "Hey, dude, what's up?" Blah blah. And we're just talking and stuff. And then, I was like, "Oh, thanks for the follow." So every follower I get during stream, I do a tray flip. Mm-hmm. And then, so he brought like, I told him, I was like, "Hey, thanks for the follow." Blah blah. Like, "Oh, I just need a couple more followers. I get hit affiliate." And he was like, "Oh, you're on that affiliate grind? All right, I'll bring some of my homies over here." And then they followed me. So I just need like 3 more. And then he joined the Discord. So, what's his fucking name? Oh man!
Wait.
Oh, his name's I call him Hopper. There you Hopper. Go. So Hopper, if you're listening to the podcast, congratulations, you got on the podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for the shout out. He brought I forgot brought his friend's name, but whatever. So I'm sorry if I forgot your name, but yeah, shout out to you, Hopper, for bringing that follow and joining the Discord.
I sure do.
I got new keycaps for my keyboard.
Wait, KitKats?
Keycaps.
Keycaps for sure. Like, because they fell off or what?
Like, no, I've been wanting these type of styles of keycaps. Like, I want a clear top, but black on the around it. So nothing on top, just clear, and then just black on the sides.
Like, on the edges?
Yeah, on the edges of the keycap. And I was like, dang, I wish they made them, and I just typed it in, like, to see if I could find it.
And you found it.
I fucking found it. Someone made it exactly how I wanted it designed, so I was like, oh, heck yeah, so I got them. And surprisingly, they fit all on my keyboard.
That's sick, dude. So you had to replace all of it?
Yeah.
Wow. Your keyboard's mechanical too, right?
Yeah. Well, all you do is just pop out the keycap, throw a new one on.
For sure.
It's not hard, but yeah, I thought that was hype, but fuck, what was I going to say? We got streams, keycaps, round one. Did I tell you I got that unstable unicorn set? Oh, I sent a picture, right?
Yeah, you sent a picture, yeah.
Dude, it comes in this week. Dude, I'm
where'd
so
you order
hyped.
It?
I got it off eBay, so if you, Unstable Unicorns is my favorite card game ever.
Yeah.
And I'm so hyped because they had a Kickstarter exclusive game for it, and I missed out on it. And I was looking at all the tiers that they made, and there was this one specific tier that came with playing mats, a collector's box, both games. It came with a bunch of stuff, and I was like, fuck, if I knew about it, I would have got that edition. And just every day I was just checking eBay, like, for someone selling
it.
Just for just the cards alone, they're selling it for like $300. And then the And I was so hyped because I found this one guy. I think he posted it that same day. And he was selling it for $400. It came with 8 playing mats, the collector's box, both games, an art book, a pin, an exclusive card. And for $400. And he was taking our best offer, so I offered him $350, and he bit. So I was like, for heck yeah. So I got all that for $350. And if you go on eBay and try to look for it, someone would be selling both games, the box, and 2 playing mats.
Yeah.
For like $1,200.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just so happy because I got like a really good price on everything that I wanted, and cheaper than what I would have paid for on the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
So I'm so hyped. But if you have not played Unstable Unicorns,
that
game is so fun. All you gotta do is just get 7 unicorns in your field, and you win the game. But every card has a counter card. So if you have the most OP card in the game, no, there's something that will destroy
you. Yeah, someone will destroy you.
Dude, that game is so fun. I say go get it. I think it's on sale at GameStop right now for $12.
For sure.
Or $7, I think, actually. But that game is so fun. I wouldn't
let Miguel near your set, you know?
If you guys... we haven't talked about that on the podcast, huh?
No.
All right. We got story time.
And I have video footage of it, too, so maybe, you know, implement that.
All right, so story time. One time, I have a brand, like, literally, I have not used these cards. I only open them to put them in the box. I'm pretty sure you guys know what Cards Against Humanity is. And I bought every single card they've ever made on the Cards Against Humanity website. Okay? Every single fucking card, okay? I don't know how many cards it was, but so I invited all my homies over. We all take it outside. And I told the homie, I told Miguel, he wanted a coaster for his cup. I was like, Miguel, you don't need a fucking coaster because just put your cup on the floor.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want to put my cup on the floor. There's ants on there or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So he put his cup on the table. And the way Cards Against Humanity works, there's one person that takes a turn. They're the judge, and everyone else gives the judge their card. And whoever's card lines up with the line the funniest wins. So I could have a card that says, your mom is blank, and everyone else in the group has to give me their answers. So I could read a card that says, your mom is
a priest a pedophile or some shit like
that. Yeah, just something stupid funny.
Yeah.
And whoever is the funniest wins the card. Yeah. And Miguel was just so excited to put his card down. He smacked his cup, slammed his card on the table, and spilled water on every single one of my Cards Against Humanity cards.
Yeah.
It was a sad day. Mm-hmm. I never got to use them, and I never used them again.
Yeah, I remember. And then, you know, Damien, like, criticized them, saying, he's like, yo, why can't you act like a human, you know, like, all of this, you know.
But, no joke, the cards are, they're
still in good condition, right?
Yeah, they're in whatever's condition, like, they're usable.
Yeah, but, you know, you can tell, they're kind of folded, like, kind of,
like scrunched I can tell that, I fucking witnessed it.
Yeah.
All the cards got wet. Like, you could tell that they're not new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, it was like, fuck, they never got to see another day brand new.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a funny night.
Yeah, at least it was in soda. Damn.
Yeah.
Soda would have fucked that shit up.
Uh-huh.
Would have fucking stained it.
That was funny, but, speaking of Damien, I helped Damien move into his new house.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Fuck, dude. We spent, 13 hours moving that entire day. Fuck. The next day, no joke, dude, I could not sleep that night.
Why not?
Just because I was so sore. My biceps, my legs, and I woke up with the sorest neck. Like, fuck, dude, that shit sucked. Mm-hmm. But his new house is nice, though. He lives off of Haven. All the way down, Haven.
By himself? With family? Or
no, with his roommates that he was sharing the apartment with.
For sure.
So, yeah, we did that. I helped him.
Wait, house or apartment?
House.
Oh, shit. Really? Damn.
Yeah. So then I helped him move in. We got a new desk. We went to IKEA and everything. I got him a new PC case as a housewarming gift.
For sure.
So, damn dude, that case looks fucking sexy. Good. And I didn't know when I got it either, mm-hmm. that case came out this year. Mm-hmm. It's the NZXT H10 Elite.
Oh, gosh, it sounds fancy. And
this is a nice looking case. Yeah. It has it's glass front panel, front and side. It looks so nice. Everyone has this NZXT case, but picture the NZXT case, but it has a glass front, and you can see the inside. It looks so dope. I'm so hyped for him.
You know, I know. I've seen your case. Your case is fucking crazy good. Is it as good as yours or better?
It's cool. Or it looks nice. Yeah. It just looks nice and plain. Just whatever, he likes it. So I'm hyped for it.
That's cool.
Dude. I came over yesterday, so we helped build the desk, and I put his PC into his new case. And then we bought the Google Home internet Wi-Fi thing. Mm-hmm. And whatever it did, and we were talking to the guy at Best Buy, and Damien bought it, thank God, because we'd had to drill holes in the wall to get an Ethernet cord running up in his room, but it runs off mesh, some shit like that.
Yeah.
So it grabs the Wi-Fi router and sends it directly to the other one, and whatever he's using right there, he could plug in directly, and he'll get the same speed as if he was running off the modem. Yeah,
wow.
Wirelessly. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to look into that. For sure.
Yeah, it's called mesh Wi-Fi.
Google by Google, right?
Other brands have it too, but at Best Buy, the only version of mesh they had was the Google version. Mm-hmm. So it works good. I mean, he was getting the same speed as he was being connected, so that's good too.
For sure.
But yeah.
How much is it? Something like that.
You have to buy two, so it would be $200.
You have to buy two?
Yeah, because you have to have one connected to the modem, and then you put the second one where you need it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, say your router was in Andrea's room, you would put the first one next to Andrea's room and bring the second one to your room.
Okay.
And then just connect it like that.
That's pretty cool, though, honestly, instead of drilling holes and stuff like that.
Yeah, hell yeah. But I might get it for the house, honestly.
Yeah. Dude, you have a big house, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you would need it, but I mean, that's you.
It's just that my sister doesn't get in her room, and neither does...
But they get Wi-Fi, though.
No, they don't get internet.
What the... really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know, just the way this works better seems better than the way I have it set up right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, what was I going to say? Oh, but yeah, I helped Damien move into his house. Yeah, what else did we do? Helped Damien move a fuck ton of... Mm-hmm. I was so sore because we were going up... We're going downstairs, taking stuff down out of his apartment, and in his new house, taking it back upstairs in the new house.
Yeah.
Man, dude, it sucked. I was so fucking sore and so tired that day.
Sure. True homie, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
I guess you could say that.
But, I don't mean to brag, you know.
Yeah, I haven't been playing much. I just been playing... I started playing Minecraft.
Minecraft? Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I've never played Minecraft in my life.
Yeah.
And everyone around me, I don't know why, but... I wanted to play it because it looked interesting.
It does,
But then, all of a sudden, like, all these YouTubers started playing it, so, like, the trend of Minecraft started popping up again. So I was like, oh, here's my chance to hop in. Hey, you guys want to start playing Minecraft? Oh, okay. But,
and how do you like it?
I got some new homies. I met some new homies through my friend Josh, Danny, and, fuck, I forgot his fucking name. I fucking forgot.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if I forgot your name, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I've been playing with them a lot, so they're pretty cool. We've been playing Minecraft, Rainbow Six Siege, Apex, a fuck ton of Risk of Rain 2, and Katana Zero.
Katana Zero, for sure.
But, yeah, video game-wise, I have not played nothing new. Minecraft is new to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pretty fun, but fuck. So much mining, but I'm so into it.
Yeah, yeah. Is it addicting?
It's like, if you like building stuff, then yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's like, I'm still learning everything.
Yeah.
But hopefully if we stick around and we can beat the game. But yeah, I'm pretty hyped on it.
For sure.
But other than that, we could hop into some podcast news.
For sure.
Let me see. How long have we been recording? 22 minutes?
Oh, it feels like it went by quick.
I feel like it's been like an hour. I feel like I talked so much. But let me see. We don't have anything. Anime news. I can't think of anything. Demon Slayer, but you don't watch anime.
No, I don't. But you can explain to me, though.
Demon Slayer is so fucking good.
Demon
I can't.
Slayer sounds like something straight out of Doom.
I can't. No. I wish, but if I explain Demon Slayer, it's just spoiling the show. If you have not watched Demon Slayer,
just give
go
me, like,
watch
an,
it.
And like an in, like
basically, like it's pretty much a tile.
Yeah.
You're slaying demons.
For sure.
And
Is he the protagonist? Is he like invincible? Like one Punch Man?
No. There's other demon slayers out there, like, in the world. Like, there's a bunch of demons that go out and kill, and then
And they're competing each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
But fuck, dude. Demon Slayer is so fucking good.
For sure. It does sound good, though.
Dude, it's so
good.
Is it
dubbed? Or you have to
watch
subtitles?
No. You have to watch subtitles.
Fuck. You see that meme of that dude with his eye up and down? When you watch anime with subtitles?
Uh-huh.
It's a funny meme.
You're trying to pay attention and read at the same time. Yeah, I've been watching Demon Slayer. Fire Force is really good. Fuck, dude, so many good anime, but for sure, the ones that I've been watching the most, Fire Force and Demon Slayer, as a new anime, and constantly watching One Piece. But nothing else for me. But we do have movie news. What movies did you watch on the trailer playlist?
I watched, I forgot which one I watched.
Well, we could talk about Dr. Sleep, the Shining sequel.
The Shining sequel?
Yeah, you didn't watch that trailer?
No, I didn't.
No?
Jack Nicholson gonna come out, or what?
No, have you seen The Shining?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
You know that little boy that's riding the bicycle?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's about him.
Oh, really? Is it going to be the same actor?
No.
No, I don't.
No, it's Obi-Wan. It's Ewan McGregor.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to be in it, and it looks good. Mm-hmm. I have not seen The Shining, but I have it. I have it, and
yeah,
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I bet.
I haven't watched it yet, though, but I always wanted to. Mm-hmm. But yeah, dude, it looks dope. It pretty much has everything that... If you think The Shining, you think here's Johnny, there's the wooden door the axe, and then in the trailer, it shows that same door with the hole.
Oh, wow,
everything.
Really?
Yeah, and then, like, you see the same, like, actors and same sequences from The Shining in this trailer, too. Yeah. Like Ewan McGregor is, like, going through his memories and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Because supposedly someone else has powers, too. Mm-hmm. Something like that in the trailer. It looks interesting. I want to see it. Comes out in November.
Do you know who the director is? Like,
no.
Is it a high-budget film? Like,
I'm not sure who the director is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that movie looks good.
Yeah, because, you know, like, it's an 80s classic, and like, it's like The Thing. I don't know if you ever watched The Thing.
I hate that movie.
Yeah, I think it's
I hate that movie.
Yeah, they remade it in, I think, 2011.
Yeah.
And it just, it was like, I guess it wasn't as good or as the original one. I don't know, but, you know.
The original's not even good.
Yeah, I think when it came out, it wasn't as good. I remember, like, reading, like, the old reviews that he said that the movie was, like, just plain, you know, gory at the time. But now, like, there's a cult behind it. Like, people, like, actually enjoy it because they appreciate it now than they did back then, you know? It's just like when Star Wars came out, like, when Star Wars came out in 1977, like, it got a lot of critical acclaim. But I think it was Jedi Returns, what's it called? I think that's when I think that's like the lowest scored movie in Star Wars at that time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. And a lot of people didn't really like it, but now people appreciate it more. It's like, you know, it's like the prequels of Star Wars. You know, a lot of people didn't like it, but now they appreciate it more with Disney. You know, with
I would have to see The Shining. I would have to see The Thing again. Yeah. I watched The Thing when I was in, like, 7th grade, mm-hmm. going to 8th grade. Mm-hmm. Like, that summer break. I slept over at Jose's house, and our friend Aaron, it was me, Jose, George, and Aaron. We slept over at Jose's house, mm-hmm. and Aaron was like, oh, let's watch The Thing. And we put it on. After the movie was done, yeah. all of us were like, that movie was garbage. Who damn, the bro. Who the hell said to put on The Thing? And then the only person that liked it was Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't he the guy that isn't he the person who said like we should watch The Thing?
Yes,
he's the one who brought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's the one that wanted to watch it, and he's the only one that liked it. We thought that movie was trash, but yeah. I mean, it's just it's so fucking weird. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would have to watch it again to give yeah. it another chance. But
yeah.
That movie sucked when I saw it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I want to watch The Shining. I'm going to watch it.
For sure.
So, before I watch Dr. Sleep. Mm-hmm. What about, did you watch Bloodline?
Bloodline? No, I didn't. No.
Bloodline has the guy from, fuck, I forgot the movie. he's in American Pie. The funny guy.
Steve or Stifler?
Yeah, him.
Stifler, okay.
Yeah, it has him. He was in a hockey movie. Fuck. Mm-hmm. But that movie's so fucking good. It's on Netflix.
Is it a comedy movie or
no? Bloodline is sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. Bloodline is about a movie like that guy is what do you call him? Not like a counselor, but like people come to him. Not a therapist either. Mm-hmm. I forgot what they're called, but he talks about problems with kids and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like some guy, like some older brother, like beats on his little brother or something, or his dad does. And then like he goes out and finds his dad and like finds video proof of like him doing that stuff to him, and he gets the dad and like takes him far away and kills him.
Oh shit.
Have you seen Dexter?
I've heard of it. I've never
seen it's
it.
Just like that show Dexter. It's on Netflix. Dexter is a not like a cop or an investigator, but like he investigates murder scenes. Mm-hmm. And he finds out like how it was done, from where, what point of view, how many times did they get stabbed, how much blood is lost, blah blah blah. And he finds the person that does it, and he goes out and kills him. Mm-hmm. He goes out, and he's pretty cool because he cuts off each other's fingers and saves them as, like, memories or whatever. But that's what this the main character does in Bloodline. He's like
anti-hero, right?
Yeah, like an anti-hero, but, like, he's trying not to get caught, obviously.
Yeah.
He's just killing bad people.
Yeah.
And then that's what basically the movie's about, him.
For sure.
Him killing bad people. But it looks interesting. Mm-hmm. I want to go see it. And I thought of Dexter when I saw the trailer. Mm-hmm. Dexter's really good too. I wish I finished it, but
it's a Netflix series, right?
No, it's just on Netflix.
Okay. Movie, right?
No, it's a show.
Okay. Yeah, show.
The show is Dexter. The movie's called Bloodline. Mm-hmm. Bloodline comes out in November, I believe, too. Mm-hmm. What about the Addams Family?
Addams Family. Oh, the CGI.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, actually. Yeah.
I have not seen the original.
I've never watched it either. I know it's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in the 1950s or 40s?
Think so.
Yeah, something like that.
It's in black and white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The 1960s, I don't know. Apologize, but yeah, it does look pretty funny. I want to go watch it. I saw the trailer when I go watch Toy Story 4 again.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks pretty funny.
New trailer?
The new trailer? The one that just came out recently?
Right?
Yeah, it came out like, when did I go watch Toy Story 4?
The one with the wig. It has the wig in the end.
Oh, the ghost?
No, the wig.
No.
Or is it a ghost? The one that comes out the lowrider.
No, I don't know. The wig. No, I don't know.
Okay, so you didn't see the new trailer, though?
No, but I've seen the trailer.
Okay. In the new trailer, there's a wig that comes out of a lowrider to Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Yeah.
And Snoop Dogg is, like, animated or what? Like,
No. There's just a Snoop Dogg song.
Oh, okay.
The Drop It Like It's Hot song.
Oh, wow.
So I got kind of mixed feelings. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know what this is going to be about. This looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go watch it. But I have to see the original before I go watch this one.
Yeah.
This one seems like, have you seen The Grinch?
Yeah, I've seen the new one that just came out.
Yeah, from Illumination.
I don't know, because I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch?
No.
It kind of feels like that.
Yeah.
Like in the Illumination Grinch.
They tried too hard.
No, it was whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would never watch it again.
Yeah.
I would just keep watching the Jim Carrey one.
Yeah.
And this one seems like I'm going to have the same feelings for some reason. Yeah. Like, I'll go watch it, but I'll probably never watch it again.
Yeah. They try to cater to, like, to young kids, you know? Like, I don't know, to the new generation of, you know, where there's a lot of iPads and technology and stuff like that. You know, I think that's
like it's weird. The trailer, like Adam, like when I think of Adam's family, when I think of Adam's family, I think of weird. Mm-hmm. And when I watched this trailer, I thought of weird, but it looked like they were holding back so much than what they should have put in. I don't know what I'm saying because I've never seen the movie, but I'm still gonna go watch it. I don't know what everyone else's inputs, but yeah. What about did you watch the trailer of Honey Boy?
No, I didn't. No.
Supposedly it's Shia LaBeouf.
I've seen an interview where he cries about, you know, like I guess he had an interview with Entertainment News, with E! News, and yeah, I guess they were just interviewing him about the film with the young kid too, because I know another kid's in the film, and they showed him a video of his first interview. His first premiere interview on Holes, and he just started tearing up. He was like, "Oh, you know, memories," and he just started tearing up. So yeah, Honey Boy. I've only heard about Honey Boy because of that interview.
Yeah, I think it's a documentary on Shia LaBeouf.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like Shia LaBeouf growing up in the movie industry and the TV shows or whatever. For last, did you see The Lighthouse?
No, I didn't. Lighthouse. Is it a horror film?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard something about it, yeah.
Supposedly, this won so many awards, like, in mini-movies.
Yeah.
They had I think it was in the United Kingdom. Like, this was, like, months ago. They showed this movie, and this movie won a bunch of awards in the United Kingdom. Fuck, all I heard was so many good things from this movie. Mm-hmm. It has Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe.
Oh, yeah, the guy from Green Goblin.
Green Goblin, yeah. Dude, that trailer is so fucking weird. I don't know what the story plot is or whatever, but it's made by... What would you call it, Vince? Like, made by A24? Yes. Pretty much.
Produced by
A24. Yeah, produced by
A24. Is it a black and white film?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I seen the trailer, yeah.
Dude, it looks good,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's black and white, yeah.
That's how I always thought of when I would, like, upload the podcast of us.
Yeah.
I just like that black and white, like, theme, so that's why I wanted always to do our podcast in black and white. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, dude, that movie looks fucking weird. If you have not seen it, it's hard to describe, but just go watch that trailer.
It's like the Death Stranding of movies, you know, like...
Yeah, it's just
like, you don't know what the fuck is going on.
I've seen octopus legs, someone getting choked out, they're at a lighthouse.
Yeah.
And it does look fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, one point, he's like, how long have we been here? 5 weeks? 2 days? And then Robert Pattinson's like, oh, I don't know. And then just walks away.
What the fuck?
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about it last podcast either, but Robert Pattinson's Batman now.
Yeah, officially?
Yeah, officially. Damn. He's Batman. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, obviously we've seen him in Twilight and Harry Potter, but I mean, I don't think I've ever seen him, like, play like a character like Batman, you know, where Batman's, like, all tough, you know? I don't know. We'll have to see.
I think he could pull off.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, he's tall, you know. He's Batman's, you know.
I think he's got the look.
He does have the look. He's but the thing is, like, why are they casting a lot of, like, British actors to play American superheroes, you know?
They're better than us. Okay. They're better than us. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Clear as that. No one wants an American for an actor no more. Have you seen how screwed up America is right now?
I guess, you know, but, you know, even with Tom Holland, you know, you got Christian Bale played Batman, Tom Holland's playing Spider-Man.
Henry Cavill is
Superman. You know what I mean? Like, you know, no, nothing against British people, you know, the UK.
We don't deserve real American heroes because we don't got any. No.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. But
yeah, we'll have to see about with Chris Patterson. Robert Patterson.
I was like, who the fuck is Chris? Oh, but yeah, I'm pretty hyped for Batman, though. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Supposedly, it starts filming in January.
Oh, you haven't filmed him yet? Wow.
No. But he tried on the suit, and they had, like, did screenplay or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it starts in January. If anything, I forgot who's directing it. Supposedly, if he finishes up the film by September, then they start filming in November. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah. There's, like, so much hype behind it. Like, people are wondering, like, oh.
Supposedly, this Batman movie is going to have the most Batman characters on screen.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
I hope they don't just, like, you know, merge him into, like, one whole, like, one film and fuck it up, like, Amazing Spider-Man 2, you know, when Spider-Man had to deal with Electro, Rhino, and Green Goblin, you know, Hobgoblin.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want him to, like, make them, like, all, you know, munched in together and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Supposedly, it's gonna focus more on Detective than Batman itself. They're, like, a Batman, like, action film, like... Yeah. The actual detective work, like fucking
like the
birth Arkham
of Batman? Asylum. Like the birth of Batman?
What's that one? Is that the
no, animated I mean, like, movie? No, I mean like the birth of Batman, like or like is gonna show when he's like young, you know, when his parents are murdered.
I don't know. I hope there's not an origin story. I feel like we only seen it once, honestly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
They haven't done it properly, right?
Yeah, they haven't properly remade it, just like how they did Amazing and regular Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hmm. But Robert Pattinson and Batman, I'm up for it. Fuck it. For sure. But I don't know what they're gonna do with the DC universe anymore. I know. How can they do that?
I don't know. DC's fucking out, dude.
I mean, they're keeping Gal Gadot and Aquaman.
Yeah.
And I don't think Ezra Miller is gonna be the Flash anymore.
And Henry Cavill's not gonna be.
Yeah, but he's not Superman.
I don't know, dude. DC's like, I love DC games, that's for sure. I love Arkham, Arkham games. But I mean, when it comes to films, like they suck, dude. Compared to Marvel.
Their animated films are good too. I wish they did Suicide Squad just how they did the animated film. Have you seen the animated film of Suicide Squad?
No, I haven't seen it. No.
So it's pretty much like all the gang of villains, but they're trying to work for someone. Like say they would work for the Joker. Mm-hmm. I think they're working for Amanda Waller, and they're trying to steal something from the museum. And it's just based on them. But in the end, when they're doing their final act to do it, Batman comes in and just kicks everyone's asses and saves the day. So their plan fails, but it was mostly focused on the villains.
Yeah.
And then in the end, it just focused on Batman.
Yeah.
But I thought that would have been cool as fuck if they did the movie like that. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, Suicide Squad 2 is still getting directed by James Gunn, too. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be... We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. But that's all for movies. We can talk about video games.
For sure.
Did you see for video games... Death Stranding is supposedly not a PS4 exclusive anymore.
Yeah, I heard. It's on
PC. It's gonna come to Epic Games. Yeah. The Epic Store.
Really? Well, I mean, for Epic Store, you know, you don't have to sign up for Epic Store, you know, like, I have an Epic Store account because I used to use Unreal Engine 4 back in the day. So, like, I still get notifications about Fortnite. I'm all like, bro, like, I never thought in a million years I would get notifications for a game by Epic Games, like, normally back then before they had Fortnite with Unreal Engine 4 when I right after high school I signed up for Unreal Engine 4. It was mostly like updates about Unreal Engine 4, like game development stuff, you know. Now I get notifications about Fortnite, and it sucks, you know, but it's like whatever.
I think it sucks because like, I mean, it's cool it would come to PC, but I feel like it should be on every PC platform.
Yeah, you know,
even though there's
a catch to it, you know, like. Obviously, you're gonna need an Epic Games account for it to play it, and you know that'll like motivate people to get the PS4 version. That'll like make people get the PS4 version, you know, instead of the PC version.
Yeah, hopefully that's how it works out, so you can stop like supporting the Epic Store, because like for something that the Epic Store is not developing on their own, to just throw money, be like, here, I'll give you this much if you just make it exclusive to us.
Yeah.
And I can see the benefits of going to the Epic Store, because they get the developers get more revenue than Steam and everything else.
Yeah.
For sure, I see that point of view. But it kind of sucks that it's like, just give it to me and give it to me only. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that also kind of sucks.
Yeah.
If it was like, I don't know, because I feel like if it was on Steam, I'll be like, oh, you know what? I'll buy it on the Epic Store because I want to give the developer more money.
Yeah.
But now that it's only exclusive to Epic Store, I want to hold myself back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, on PS4, dude. Support, you know, Sony, you know?
Yeah, of course.
You know, Hideo Kojima, I think that's where he made his first games on Sony.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so it's confirmed that Death Stranding is coming to Epic Store?
I thought it was
rumors.
I know. I heard PC. That's for sure. That's not going to be a PS4 exclusive. It's going to be on PC.
Yeah. This ain't facts, it's just rumors.
Yeah.
But we'll see if it comes true or not.
But I would either get it for PS4, because on PC, you know, like, depends on graphics, you know, hardware, what you have, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, you know, you're, like, on top, you know, but I know there's, like, for people that are, like, just casual gaming, you know, like, they don't really have a good PC setup to be playing Death Stranding, and on PS4, you know, it's going to be specifically optimized for that hardware.
Yeah.
So I would go for the PS4.
Fuck, I can't wait for Death Stranding.
Yeah, it's weird, though, you know, I'm still bummed out about Silent Hills, but that's a different topic.
Silent Hills.
That could have been Silent Hills, bro. Like, that could have been Silent Hills.
Hell, I feel like we deserve Silent Hills, like, years ago. Dude, have you seen everyone post those tweets? Well, you don't go on Twitter no more.
No, I don't.
But there's a new meme going around, and the caption is, like, guys like their apartments looking like this. Yeah. And it's the fucking hallway from PT. Yeah. You seen that meme?
No, I haven't seen it, but I can bet people make fun of that stuff.
Yeah, dude. And, dude, surprisingly, on my Twitter, I see a lot of people that played that demo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone quoting is saying, man, I can't get that thing out of my head. Yeah. And then everyone's talking about this and that or this and that. And I'm like, oh, my God, no one's talking about the main one, the one that's like, he's behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
Look behind you. And they're like...
You look behind, and sometimes that the lady's not there.
Yeah.
But if you look, I noticed if you look quick like that, mm-hmm. she'll pop out. But if you go slow like that, she won't.
Oh,
that game was crazy, dude.
That
game was so awesome, dude. It's a demo, but I mean, that shit was good.
Yeah, I know, dude. That game is crazy. Mm-hmm. Do you still have it on yours?
Yeah, I still have it on the original PS4.
Wait, I'll play it.
Yeah. I'll bring my PS4.
Oh, dude, they recreated it on Steam.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Dude. In VR.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's not the same, you know. Like, really? The animations aren't as good as the original.
My favorite part is when that piano falls from the ceiling and you just see the girl up there.
Oh, yeah.
That one's my favorite part.
Yeah. I think it was a window that fell, a glass window.
Oh, but something falls, yeah.
Either way, yeah, when you look up.
Yeah, and you just see them. Oh, man. Remember when we were at the mall? Did we talk about this on the podcast last week?
Oh, yeah, we heard the baby cry, right? Like,
yeah, it sounds like the abortion infant just crying in the sink. Oh man, dude, that was crazy. I was like, Mike, what does this sound like?
Yeah, that sounded like,
I don't know, dude, what do you mean? I was like, that baby crying, doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. I was like, from PT.
We didn't record it, you know.
That would have been crazy. We should have. We had the camera and everything. I don't know why we didn't.
Yeah, I mean, not record the baby, we'll record the audio, you know.
Oh man, dude, that was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, PT.
It was Victoria Gardens, right? Or was it the Ontario Mills?
Victoria Gardens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man, that fucking baby. We should take the baby.
Yeah.
Did you watch that Devil's Hunt trailer?
No, Devil's Hunt, no.
Devil's Hunt looks pretty cool. I don't have much to say, but fuck.
Is it an indie game?
I don't know.
Devil's Hunt.
I don't really much to say on it, but...
What is it going to come out on?
It's coming out on PC in August? September 12th?
Oh, so it's like indie development.
Something coming, but it's coming to all systems, though.
Okay,
but PC first, I believe.
Is it a 2D or a 3D game?
3D.
Okay.
But, fuck. Those character cutscenes?
Yeah.
They look so bad. The game looks good.
Wait, the cinematic trailer, right? Or the game?
It had gameplay elements in the trailer.
Okay.
But, like when it would, like... You can obviously see it's a cutscene.
Yeah.
Fuck, it looks so bad for some reason to me.
Yeah, indie game. Then. Yeah.
It looked funny. Like, it just didn't look like it belonged. Like,
yeah.
So, like, you know how our lips close over our teeth?
Yeah.
But, like, when they're talking, like, it goes back.
Yeah,
it's weird. I don't know how to describe it, but if you watch that trailer, the story looks interesting. It just looks funky.
Yeah.
Looks
what funny. About the animation? Like, is it, like, clunky? Like, you know, like...
No, it looks fluent.
Yeah.
It's just those cutscenes.
Yeah.
Because it's focused on their face, and they just don't look like they spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah. It's like the Arkham games, you know, when you talk to someone, Batman just has, like...
I know
it's
what
like
you
that,
mean.
Right?
No, it looks worse.
It looks worse?
Yeah.
Oh my god, an Arkham Asylum is like a 10-year-old game.
Yeah, I don't know how to describe it, but...
For sure.
There's something off about Devil's Hunt, but it looks cool.
Yeah.
It looks cool overall. We got new Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Did you watch that one?
I've heard about it. I've seen like screenshots of it, you know, The
you seen Weezy?
Yeah, the way the Pokemon looks, the legendary Pokemon looks like a sword and shield.
Yeah, but this trailer, they showed off like Galalien forms or Galleon forms, and it's just like a new evolution of the area you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And Weezy, you know the one with the purple guy?
Yeah, the...
Well, when he goes into that form, he just looks like a giant bonk.
What the fuck, really?
Yeah.
Is he like Kami? Like...
Supposedly, that's what I thought of when I saw it, and then now there's memes of it everywhere.
Wow. You're going downhill.
It was just weird, but yeah, it was just a small trailer of the Galleon form. I can't say that right.
Galleon form? So that's like a new evolution or something like that?
Yeah, it's just like based off the region you're in. Like they had one in Hawaii, so they had Aloha form or whatever last game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was just a little mini trailer.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Are
you going to get it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. But supposedly you can't catch every Pokemon?
I don't know, dude. Like,
I've heard something like that. Like, something, you can't catch every single Pokemon, or you can't fill up your Pokedex the first day you get the game or something.
What the fuck?
Like, it'll be like months until that update comes out.
Wow.
Dude. Some dumb shit like that. I don't know what the fuck happened, but there is some dumb shit going on with Pokemon that I haven't heard of or I haven't focused on, but I'm still going to get it.
Yeah. Last Pokemon game I played was Emerald and Ruby and Sapphire.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Don't play a new one.
Yeah.
Pokemon, Devil's Hunt. Oh, that's where I fucking forgot. The Call of Duty multiplayer gameplay trailer. Did you watch that?
Which Call of Duty game?
The newest one that's coming out this year.
What's it called?
Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I heard about it too. I heard about it, but I haven't seen the trailer at all.
Okay.
So it's like...
It's just a gameplay trailer of multiplayer. Like, it shows off kill streaks, the guns and stuff. And supposedly, there's a new game mode. It's called a Gunfight. It's 2v2. Mm-hmm. And each time you load a round, you get a different set of guns. Mm-hmm. So you and your partner... You don't get the same gun. You get two different setups. Like, I could have Semtex grenades, and you could have Claymores. Mm-hmm. You could have the sniper, and I can only have a pistol. Mm-hmm. But we're going up at two against other people. They could have a fucking rocket launcher or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So that game mode seems pretty interesting.
So it's going to be, like, just multiplayer?
No, not that mode. Like, that mode is kind of like... It's like a battle royale. You know how, like, you go in, you lose, you're dead.
Yeah.
But this one's based off of rounds, so like it would be like 5 rounds. First one to win 3 wins, obviously. Mm-hmm. So like we would spawn in. Every time we spawn in, we get a brand new set of guns. Yeah. We never get the same gun twice. Yeah. And then so does the other team.
Yeah.
So then you're just like in a little mini map, and you guys are just fighting each other, like taking cover, trying not to die. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But I mean, like the new game that's coming out is going to be just strictly multiplayer, or is
it gonna story? It's going to have story.
Really? Okay. So they're focusing on multiplayer right now, or is it just going to be like? Like every year, you know, just the same Call of Duty game with story.
No, elements. I think they're really gonna try to focus on this one for how much shit that they get talked on. It seems that way.
Yeah, because I mean, with Fortnite, you know, like.
I mean, the 2v2 gunfight game, and supposedly there's another one that they're waiting to release. Like, shows that they're showing like they're finally adding something new to the table.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you need
like it's been fucking years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Like Fortnite, I feel like Fortnite's beating Call of Duty. Like, who knows? Like. I know Epic Games has made billions of dollars already from Fortnite, so that's good, dude. The competition is good, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's Battle Royale that's
yeah.
fucking wiping out a lot of other things. Yeah. But, yeah, like, to bring something new, that's really interesting, especially for Call of Duty. When was the last time they brought something new
in Call of Duty? I don't know. It's been years.
You can't really say Battle Royale because Battle Royale already came out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's new to Call of Duty, but not new to us. Yeah. But that 2v2 gunfight seems pretty new.
Yeah.
I don't know anything like... How'd you describe it? Like, I don't know anything that replicates the gunfight. Mm-hmm. Or it's probably just a game I haven't played. The only thing I could think of is CSGO, mm-hmm. when you get that loadout. But you spend money on guns that you want. Mm-hmm. But in this one, you get guns that you don't know about.
Yeah, for sure.
But that looks really interesting. But in the multiplayer trailer, you know what's coming back?
Zombies.
No.
I don't know.
Nukes.
Nukes? Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah, dude. They're finally bringing back nukes. But they don't say how many kills it takes to get a nuke, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be 25.
Yeah, I remember
But that I feel like people got way better, so probably 25 kills. They'll probably up it to, like, 30. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. That would be cooler, but fuck. Fucking nukes. It ends the video with,
Yeah.
And then just a big nuke, and everyone walking in slow motion. I was like, fuck. Yeah. That was a great way to end that trailer.
Yeah.
I'm fucking hyped for it. After I watched that trailer, I went and go pre-order on my PC.
For sure.
And what's cool about this one, it's crossplay with everything. Mm-hmm. So I can play with, say if you get it for Xbox, I can play it together on my PC.
Fuck, dude. The PC players are going to just smoke everything.
If I could guess sneeze.
Buzzy.
what was I say? I'm pretty sure the way they do it, like Fortnite and everything, with crossplay. If you're playing with someone on console, then they're automatically just playing with pure PC players.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, so they're probably going to be at a disadvantage, definitely.
Yeah, PC players, you know, obviously you have the mouse, oh shit, mm-hmm. you have the mouse, you know, so it's...
Mm-hmm.
Playing with mouse, like, it's not my thing, but, you know, for accuracy, mouse is...
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's the way to go.
There's some games that I don't play with mouse or with shooters.
Like, yeah.
I don't play zombies in PC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's fucking weird because it should be better to play zombies, but I just don't play like that.
Yeah.
I can't for some weird reason. But for sure,
Fighting games, you need a controller.
Hell yeah. Like, what game have I been playing with my controller? Like, adventurous games I don't play with my mouse and keyboard. Mm-hmm. Like Shadow of War.
Yeah.
I play that with my controller. Mm-hmm. But for sure, I tried playing Fortnite on my PlayStation when I was playing it a lot. Mm-hmm. I can't fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I cannot shoot that thing for shit.
Yeah.
I cannot play Fortnite with a controller. Or a shooter with a controller.
Yeah, yeah.
But fuck. Yeah, dude, I can't wait for...
For the crossplay.
Yeah, for Modern Warfare to come out.
Yeah.
I'm so hyped for it.
Yeah, PC players are going to just smoke everyone, dude.
Dude, so, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
And what else we got? Oh, Destroy All Humans Collector's Edition was announced today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer. It looks pretty good. You know, I've never really was into the first one, but I mean, I like the cover art, that's for sure.
I always wanted to play it when it came out, but I never got to play it. I know Kevin had it,
yeah.
But I couldn't play it because every time when I would come over to play it or something, like, we would just do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, just one time, like, we tried playing it for sure one time, mm-hmm. and the disc was scratched.
Oh, my God.
So I couldn't play it. I played a little bit, like, the ones you could buy digitally on PlayStation 4. I got, like, a bundle, a Humble Bundle.
Yeah.
And it came with 1 and 2. And fuck, that game just looks like shit, so I couldn't play it.
Yeah, yeah.
But this game looks fun. I want to try to get it. It's not going to be, like, $60. It's $40.
For sure.
But it looks digitally remastered, like Crash Bandicoot and Spyro.
Yeah, yeah.
But the collector's edition came out. But what were you going to say? You were going to say a story about Destroy All Humans?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, obviously, I only know it because of the cover art, you know? Mm-hmm. Every time I go to GameStop, well, I don't go anymore, but, I mean, every time I go, you know, I'd always see the cover art right there in the pre-owned section.
Uh-huh.
You know, Destroy All Humans with the alien like that with the gun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I remember, though. That's all I have.
The closest game I got to playing, like, Destroy All Humans was this game called Naughty Bear. Do you remember that game?
I do remember Naughty Bear. What's the cover art?
It's just a bear with a knife.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. Wow, dude. That's a classic. That's a throwback right there.
Dude, that game was crazy. I remember watching that trailer in GameStop with my mom and my brother. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, man, that game looks so cool. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like just watching it with me and stuff. And she pre-ordered it for me right then and there. And then we went to go pick it up. And there was just a section I couldn't beat. I just never played it again. But damn, that game. Fuck, that game was cool, but I heard it got bad reviews. I literally watched the review like last month or something. It got like a 4.
And when did you play it? When did you get it?
Fuck, like a lot. Like, for sure, PS2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably like.
Yeah.
How long did the PS2 last? 5 years? 7 years?
Wait, the PS2?
PS2.
It came out in 2000, and PS3 came out in 2006. So, like, 6 years.
PS3 came out in 2006?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, I got my PS3 4 years after.
When did you get it? 2009 or 2010?
2010.
Bro, because I got it freshman year.
Our freshman year.
I got it too. Freshman year. Dude. I got it for my birthday. And you know, like,
when did the PS4 and Xbox One come out?
2013. 2013? Yeah, it's gonna be fucking. It's been 6 years. It's gonna be 6 years now.
What the hell?
Yeah. And in 2020, they're gonna release Xbox 2 or Scarlet and PS5, and it's gonna be 7 years. By that time next year.
Well, 20... Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
We were seniors in high school. You know, I remember the hype behind it so much, you know?
Time is moving me by stupid fast.
Yep.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget a day when I got the PS3 for my birthday. That was the best birthday, you know?
I pretty much got it the same day as you then.
Yeah?
Because I got mine for Christmas. Well, like 20 days after, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What PlayStation 3 did you get?
I got the Slim.
But, like, did it come with, like, a bundle?
No, I just got it like that. But I also, that same very same day, I went with my dad. We went to Hometown Buffet in Montclair. And then we went to Best Buy. Mm-hmm. That's where he got it for me. So I got the PS3 and Fight Night Round 4.
Sick.
Yeah, just...
Yeah, when I got my PS3, I got that bundle. Mm-hmm. It was PS3... Fuck. It was the Slim, and it came with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
For sure. Yeah. That's the game you let me borrow, but I played it,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, I don't know.
I can't get into it.
What game did I let you borrow? I let you borrow...
You let me borrow a Resident Evil game. It was co-op.
And then I let you borrow Dead Space, and you let me borrow Batman.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Fucking Dead Space. They should make a Dead Space remaster.
Dude, no. They should do a remake, dude. You
like
know,
a, like
could
a,
you imagine
Dead like Space? Reboot the game or a remake?
Remake, not remaster, remake. Like what they're doing with
Resident Evil 4.
Yeah,
fuck, that'd be
like great. Resident Evil 2. What they did with Resident Evil 2? Could you imagine Dead Space? You know how Dead Space like in dark corridors and stuff. Could you imagine playing like RTX? What's it called?
Ray tracing.
Could you imagine, bro?
Oh my god, dude, the shadow elements.
Yeah, bro, it looks so crazy realistic, dude.
Damn, dude, that would be cool, nice.
But you know, EA, you know, they don't.
I want to play fucking Dead. I'm gonna go buy it after this. Yeah. Man, I still never played 3.
Yeah, I played 3. It was pretty good when it came out. I got it.
I still never played 3, dude. I'm so bummed. I know I played 1 and 2, though.
Yeah, 1 and 2 are the best ones. 3 is, like, more action-oriented.
I want to play it now.
Yeah.
Oh, but... Oh, fuck. We went sidetracked. Yeah. Hard as fuck. Destroy All Humans got a collector's edition. They have a $150 version. And they have a $400 version.
God, $400? What the fuck is going to get $400?
$400, and I do not think these collector's editions are worth it. You get, like, 4 things.
Well, what is it? Like, a figure, right?
Yeah. So... Let's talk about the 150 version.
Okay.
The $150 version comes with like a 9-inch statue of the main character, a UFO, and a cow sucking up the cow.
Okay.
And a little squishy alien squishy.
Yeah.
Keychain, some little art cards, mm-hmm. and the game, and that's it.
For sure.
Oh, and the DLC, all the DLC that it comes with, like skins and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's all you get. The $400 version comes with a backpack, an alien backpack of the main character. Mm-hmm. So he's like hugging your shoulders and stuff, which looks pretty cool. Keychain, the squishy, the art books, the DLC, and the other thing, you get a 23-inch statue of the alien, like him holding his gun on the side on his hand, like it's like a translucent of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty cool.
For sure.
But fuck, $400?
Not worth it.
Not worth it. No. It looks, I don't know, it just looks eh.
You can get a Sideshow premium format statue right there mm-hmm. for $400. Not worth it.
But yeah, we got that. And last on the list, we got Apex Solos.
Apex.
Apex Legends, sorry.
Yeah.
They finally.
Like, it's a free game, right? Obviously.
Yeah. You pretty much can play solos now for a limited time. I think for like 2 weeks, a week.
Solos, like, is that just like.
So you only. Before, you would always, like, if you're only playing by yourself, it would put you in a match with two other people, two randoms that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But now you could just play by yourself and only by yourself.
Like free for all.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone against everyone. Instead of team, V team.
You have to pay for it?
No.
Okay.
It's free.
For sure.
But yeah, just solos if you're into that.
Yeah. Apex was came out to compete with Fortnite, right?
Well,
I mean, it was already in development, obviously, but I mean, like...
Well, I'm pretty sure their ideology, or whatever you would want to call it, isn't to compete against Fortnite. It's just like, dang, we're making a pretty good game. Let's keep it up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's another battle royale, just like Fortnite, PUBG, mm-hmm. H1Z1, and Call of Duty.
Yeah, for sure. Have you ever played Apex?
Yeah, I play all the time.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How is it compared to Fortnite?
I like it better.
Really?
I just don't play Fortnite. In Fortnite, you have to be good at the game
and
building.
Yeah.
And I don't fucking build. I never build, dude.
Yeah.
Only time I need to build is when I need to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And since I don't build while I fight, it's like, fuck, like, what's the point of, like...
Yeah. I mean, you can build a career out of it, dude. I mean, that kid that won $1 million, like, fuck, dude.
I know, dude. That was crazy.
He
won $3 million.
$3 million, yeah. I bet you got a lot of haters.
And, dude, so many... If you're in the top 50, I think from 50, you won $100,000.
Yeah.
And so I can only imagine like 110 grand, 49th place, 120, 48th.
Mm-hmm.
How much money they spent on the fucking team.
Yeah. And that's actually really good marketing too by Epic Games, because I mean, that'll encourage people, younger kids, to get the game, you know, buy the
mm-hmm.
DLC stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually good marketing, even though they probably spent about like $10 million in the event. I mean, that's still a good profit, you know. They make billions of dollars out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good marketing. That'll encourage like young kids to like get into Fortnite to win that, you know, big prize, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, man. Apex is fun, but
no.
I don't know. I don't have much to say on the beats. It's just like, wow, solos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is that everyone's gonna be using two characters. It's called a character called Pathfinder and another one called Wraith.
Mm-hmm.
Pathfinder is a giant robot, and he's good at basically solos. You would want to be able to move quick and get out of situations quick.
Mm-hmm.
So Pathfinder, he has like this robot arm. Well, he's a robot. He could swing from each way or get out of people's ways really quick. And Wraith, she could go invisible and make her own teleporter and avoid all attacks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't have really much to say more about solos. It's just Apex.
Mm-hmm.
If you play Apex, then solos came out.
Mm-hmm.
But Apex Legends is fun. It's a fun battle royale. It's like Overwatch battle royale. Each character has their own powers and stuff.
Damn, I remember Overwatch. Overwatch came out 3 years ago. Fuck.
I thought Overwatch came out a long time ago.
It came out in 2016. Damn, dude. 2016 was 3 years ago. Off topic, but yeah, 2016 was 3 years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah, time goes by quick.
But that's all the notes we got for today.
For sure.
Yeah, I can't think of any other notes, but what's your plan for this week?
Gonna watch Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Finish the commission. That's my number one priority, dude. Cause
to finish this week.
Yeah, dude. Cause recently I've been going out a lot with my friend, and I had to like decline it. Like, oh, I can't go out because I have to finish the commission. Cause my dumbass procrastinates. And then I had work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right after I got home from work, I just got on my computer, dude. Like, I wanted to rest so bad, but I just got on my computer, just started working on it. Cause it was due that very night, but
uh-huh.
I turned in a portion of it mm-hmm. This morning at 6.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's my number one priority right now. Just finish up the commission.
You see, I just got an email to go back to work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the 24th.
You're gonna go to
It says Mojave.
Mojave Desert?
Mojave, CA.
Where's that at?
Is that Colorado?
CA, California. CA, Mojave. Yeah, Mojave Desert, California.
I don't know.
That's cool though. That's gonna be hot. It's gonna be hot up there, yeah.
Fuck. She said it's only for a week, so we'll see. I am going to go, most likely.
Yeah, dude, go.
Only for a week. Got to make some money, you know. Yeah. Have some bills. That's on the 24th, but what was I going to say? What else do I have planned for this week? Clean the backyard. Do some housework or whatever. Skate. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go skate after this. Actually, I'm going to get lunch because I'm fucking hungry.
Yeah, I'm going to get lunch soon.
Let's get Johnny's.
Yeah? Yeah, I was actually thinking about getting a like McDouble from McDonald's on the way home, you know, because I was just craving a hamburger, you know. Like,
no, let's get Johnny's.
Okay.
Hell yeah, let's get some Johnny's. Okay, but that's pretty much it then, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else.
Alright, that wraps up episode 14 of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This has been The Local Podcast. Thank you, locals, for listening. If you want to listen to us, we're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Google Play, and fuck, I'm missing one.
Play Store.
Yeah, I said that. No, I think I got them all that time. Nice. If you want to find, all those links are in the description, and join our Discord. We're always in there. You can always talk to us there if you guys want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the best way to talk to us. We have Instagram, Twitter. That's in the description also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.